In the bustling tapestry of our lives, relationships weave intricate patterns of joy, support, challenge, and sometimes even pain. The ancient philosophy of Stoicism offers us a profound lens through which to view these connections, guiding us towards a path of wisdom, tranquility, and personal growth. Today, we embark on a journey through the Stoic perspective on relationships, exploring the delicate balance between connection and autonomy, love and self-respect. We will delve into 11 signs that, when observed through the discerning eye of Stoicism, may indicate it's time to reevaluate a relationship, even those with family or close friends. Stoicism, at its core, teaches us to prioritize our inner peace and well-being. It empowers us to take control of our emotions, thoughts, and actions, regardless of external circumstances. In the realm of relationships, this means recognizing that while connection is essential, it should not come at the cost of our personal growth or integrity. Throughout this exploration, we will draw wisdom from the great Stoic philosophers, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Epictetus, and others, whose teachings have stood the test of time. We will examine their insights on human connection, virtue, and the pursuit of a fulfilling life. Remember, Stoicism is not about detachment or isolation. It's about cultivating healthy relationships that foster mutual respect, support, and growth. It's about recognizing when a connection has become toxic or detrimental to our well-being and having the courage to make difficult choices. So, let us embark on this journey together, guided by the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. Let us learn to navigate the complexities of human connection with clarity, compassion, and unwavering commitment to our own personal growth. Whether you're currently in a relationship that feels strained or simply seeking to deepen your understanding of healthy connections, this exploration will offer valuable insights and practical guidance. By the end of this journey, you will be equipped with the Stoic tools to cultivate relationships that truly nourish your soul and contribute to your flourishing. Remember, the path to a fulfilling life is paved with conscious choices and mindful actions. Let us walk this path together, guided by the light of Stoic wisdom. 1. A relationship is stopping you from growing. The Stoics placed immense value on personal growth and the pursuit of wisdom. They believed that a fulfilling life involves a constant striving toward self-improvement, learning, and expanding one's understanding of the world. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, famously said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This philosophy emphasizes the importance of turning obstacles into opportunities, challenges into stepping stones on the path to growth. In the context of relationships, this Stoic principle holds profound significance. Healthy connections should nurture and support our personal growth, not hinder it. A partner, friend, or family member who actively or passively discourages our aspirations, stifles our creativity, or undermines our self-confidence is creating an impediment to our flourishing. Consider a scenario where you dream of starting a new business venture. You're filled with enthusiasm and determination, ready to take the leap. But your partner, perhaps out of fear or insecurity, constantly expresses doubts, belittles your ideas, and paints a bleak picture of the potential risks. Over time, their negativity erodes your confidence, and you begin to question your own capabilities. You may even abandon your dream altogether, sacrificing your personal growth for the sake of maintaining the relationship. This is a classic example of a relationship that's stopping you from growing. The Stoics would urge you to recognize this impediment and address it with courage and wisdom. They would remind you that your primary responsibility is to yourself, to nurture your own potential and strive towards your highest good. Of course, this doesn't mean that every relationship must perfectly align with all of your goals and aspirations. It's natural for people to have different interests and priorities. But a healthy relationship should provide a safe space for you to express your dreams, receive encouragement, and feel supported in your pursuit of personal growth. If you find yourself in a relationship where your growth is being stifled, it's essential to communicate your needs openly and honestly. Explain to your partner how their words or actions are affecting you, and express your desire for their support. If they are truly invested in your well-being, they will make an effort to understand your perspective and adjust their behavior. However, if your partner consistently dismisses your concerns, refuses to acknowledge the impact they have on your growth, or actively tries to sabotage your efforts, it may be a sign that the relationship is no longer serving you. The Stoics teach us that sometimes, the most courageous act is to let go of a connection that is hindering our progress and preventing us from living our best lives. Remember, true love and friendship should empower us to become the best versions of ourselves. If a relationship is stopping you from growing, it's time to reevaluate its place in your life and make the choices that will lead to your flourishing. As Seneca wisely said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult." 2. Constant negative emotions. Stoicism, at its core, champions the cultivation of inner peace and tranquility. The Stoics recognize that while we cannot control external events, we have the power to control our reactions to them. This principle is beautifully encapsulated in Epictetus's words, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them." In the context of relationships, this Stoic teaching becomes particularly relevant. Our connections with others inevitably trigger a range of emotions, from joy and love to sadness and anger. However, when a relationship consistently evokes a predominance of negative emotions, it signals a potential imbalance that needs to be addressed. Imagine a friendship where every interaction leaves you feeling drained, anxious, or resentful. Perhaps your friend constantly complains, criticizes, or engages in drama, creating a toxic atmosphere that seeps into your own emotional state. Or maybe you find yourself walking on eggshells, fearing their unpredictable mood swings or outbursts. Such constant exposure to negativity can have a profound impact on your well-being. It can erode your sense of peace, disrupt your inner tranquility, and even lead to physical and mental health issues. As Marcus Aurelius wisely observed, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." If your thoughts are constantly clouded by negativity stemming from a relationship, it's time to take a step back and reevaluate. Stoicism doesn't advocate for suppressing emotions or denying their existence. It encourages us to acknowledge our feelings, but also to examine them critically and choose our responses wisely. If a relationship consistently triggers negative emotions, it's crucial to ask yourself, are these emotions justified? Is there a valid reason for feeling this way, or are you reacting disproportionately to the situation? Can I control my reactions? Can I practice Stoic techniques, such as reframing my perspective or focusing on what I can control, to manage my emotions more effectively? Is this relationship serving my overall well-being? Does it contribute to my inner peace and happiness, or does it consistently detract from them? If, after honest reflection, you find that a relationship is a constant source of negativity, it may be time to consider setting boundaries or even distancing yourself from it. This doesn't mean you have to sever ties completely, but it does mean prioritizing your own mental and emotional health. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that true happiness comes from within, not from external sources. While relationships can enrich our lives, they should not be the sole determinants of our emotional state. By cultivating inner strength and resilience, we can navigate the complexities of human connection with wisdom and grace, choosing to surround ourselves with those who uplift us and contribute to our flourishing. As Seneca beautifully put it, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay." When faced with negativity in a relationship, take a moment to pause, reflect, and choose your response consciously. If the negativity persists, don't hesitate to prioritize your own well-being and make the choices that will lead to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. 3. Manipulation and control. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher who once lived as a slave, profoundly understood the value of personal freedom and autonomy. He taught that true freedom lies not in external circumstances, but in our ability to master our own thoughts, emotions, and actions. "No man is free who is not master of himself," he proclaimed, emphasizing the importance of self-governance and inner strength. In the realm of relationships, this Stoic principle shines a light on the insidious nature of manipulation and control. Healthy connections are built on a foundation of mutual respect and the recognition of each individual's inherent worth and autonomy. When one person in a relationship seeks to exert undue influence over the other, undermining their freedom of choice and self-expression, it creates an imbalance that erodes the very essence of the connection. Manipulation can take many forms, some subtle and insidious, others overt and forceful. It may involve guilt-tripping, gaslighting, emotional blackmail, or even physical intimidation. The manipulator may use flattery, charm, or feigned vulnerability to gain control, or they may resort to threats, ultimatums, or isolation to bend the other person to their will. Regardless of the tactics employed, the underlying goal of manipulation is the same: to strip the other person of their autonomy and make them subservient to the manipulator's desires. This is a blatant violation of Stoic principles, which emphasize the importance of self-mastery and living in accordance with one's own values and reason. If you find yourself in a relationship where you feel like a puppet, constantly second-guessing your own decisions, or walking on eggshells to avoid upsetting your partner, it's a clear sign that manipulation and control are at play. You may feel a sense of unease, a nagging feeling that something isn't right, even if you can't quite put your finger on it. The Stoics would urge you to trust your instincts and reclaim your autonomy. They would remind you that you have the power to choose your own path, to set boundaries, and to say no when necessary. True love and friendship should never come at the cost of your personal freedom. Breaking free from a manipulative relationship can be challenging, especially if you've been conditioned to believe that your worth is dependent on pleasing the other person. But remember, Stoicism teaches us that our true value lies in our character, our virtues, and our ability to live in accordance with reason. No one has the right to take that away from us. If you're struggling to break free from a controlling relationship, seek support from trusted friends, family members, or professionals. Remember, you are not alone, and there are resources available to help you reclaim your autonomy and rebuild your sense of self. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. By embracing your inner strength and asserting your right to self-determination, you can break free from the chains of manipulation and control and cultivate relationships that are built on mutual respect, trust, and the freedom to be your true self. 4. Harm outweighs the good. Stoicism, at its core, advocates for a life lived in accordance with nature and reason. This pursuit of a virtuous and fulfilling existence necessitates a careful evaluation of our relationships and their impact on our overall well-being. The Stoics recognize that not all connections are created equal, and some may even prove detrimental to our pursuit of tranquility and happiness. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, famously stated, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." This teaching underscores the importance of prioritizing our own growth and well-being, even if it means going against societal norms or expectations. In the context of relationships, it implies that we should not hesitate to reevaluate connections that consistently cause us harm, regardless of their perceived social value or the pressure to maintain them. A healthy relationship should, at its core, contribute positively to our lives. It should provide us with joy, support, companionship, and a sense of belonging. It should uplift us, inspire us, and help us become better versions of ourselves. However, not all relationships fulfill this ideal. Some may be fraught with conflict, negativity, or even abuse. Others may simply drain our energy, leaving us feeling depleted and unfulfilled. When the harm caused by a relationship consistently outweighs the good it brings, it's a clear sign that something needs to change. This doesn't necessarily mean ending the relationship altogether, but it does require a serious reevaluation of its role in your life and the boundaries you need to set to protect your well-being. Consider a friendship where you constantly feel judged, criticized, or belittled. Perhaps your friend's negativity and pessimism consistently bring you down, or their constant need for validation and attention leaves you feeling emotionally exhausted. While there may be moments of shared laughter or genuine connection, the overall impact of the relationship is one of depletion and unhappiness. In such a scenario, the Stoics would advise you to prioritize your own well-being. They would remind you that you have a responsibility to yourself to cultivate relationships that nourish your soul and contribute to your flourishing. Clinging to a connection that consistently causes you harm is not an act of loyalty or love, but rather a form of self-sabotage. This doesn't mean you should abandon your friend or cut them out of your life entirely. It may be possible to set boundaries, limit your interactions, or communicate your needs more assertively. However, if the harm persists despite your efforts, it may be necessary to create more distance or even walk away from the relationship altogether. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that true strength lies in knowing when to hold on and when to let go. It's about recognizing that our time and energy are precious resources, and we should invest them wisely in relationships that truly enrich our lives. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By choosing to surround ourselves with people who uplift us, inspire us, and support our growth, we create a fertile ground for happiness and fulfillment. And by having the courage to let go of relationships that consistently cause us harm, we free ourselves to pursue connections that truly nourish our souls and contribute to our flourishing. 5. Lack of mutual respect. Respect, in its essence, is the recognition and appreciation of the inherent worth and dignity of every individual. It is the foundation upon which trust, understanding, and genuine connection are built. In the realm of relationships, mutual respect is not just a desirable quality, it is an indispensable necessity. Without it, the very fabric of the connection begins to fray, leading to resentment, conflict, and ultimately, the collapse of the relationship. The Stoics, with their profound insights into human nature and the pursuit of a virtuous life, placed immense emphasis on the concept of respect. They believed that every person, regardless of their social status, background, or achievements, possesses an inherent dignity that must be acknowledged and honored. This belief extended to all relationships, from intimate partnerships to friendships and familial ties. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, famously wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This simple yet powerful statement encapsulates the Stoic approach to respect. It's not about demanding respect from others, but about embodying it ourselves, treating everyone with the dignity and consideration we would expect in return. In the context of relationships, this means recognizing and valuing the autonomy, opinions, and feelings of the other person. It means listening actively, communicating honestly, and refraining from judgment or criticism. It means setting healthy boundaries and respecting the boundaries set by others. When mutual respect is absent in a relationship, the consequences can be devastating. It creates an environment where one or both individuals feel undervalued, unheard, and unappreciated. This can lead to a breakdown in communication, a breeding ground for resentment, and a constant power struggle that erodes the very foundation of the connection. Imagine a friendship where your opinions are consistently dismissed, your feelings are ignored, and your boundaries are repeatedly crossed. Perhaps your friend constantly interrupts you, talks over you, or makes jokes at your expense. Over time, these seemingly minor transgressions chip away at your self-esteem and create a sense of unease and discomfort within the relationship. The Stoics would urge you to recognize these signs of disrespect and address them with courage and clarity. They would remind you that you deserve to be in relationships where you feel valued and appreciated, where your voice is heard, and your boundaries are respected. If you find yourself in a relationship lacking mutual respect, it's crucial to communicate your needs openly and honestly. Express how the other person's behavior makes you feel and articulate your expectations for a more respectful dynamic. If they genuinely care about you and the relationship, they will make an effort to understand your perspective and adjust their behavior accordingly. However, if the disrespect persists, despite your efforts to communicate, it may be a sign that the relationship is no longer serving you. The Stoics teach us that sometimes the most loving act is to let go of a connection that is causing us harm and preventing us from living in alignment with our values. Remember, true love and friendship should be built on a foundation of mutual respect and understanding. If that foundation is crumbling, it's time to reevaluate the relationship and make the choices that will lead to your flourishing. As Seneca wisely said, associate with people who are likely to improve you. Choose relationships that uplift you, inspire you, and reflect the respect and dignity that you deserve. 6. Living in illusions instead of reality. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and truth, held a profound disdain for self-deception and the illusions that cloud our perception of reality. They recognize that living in denial, clinging to false hopes, or ignoring uncomfortable truths can lead to profound unhappiness and hinder our personal growth. In the context of relationships, this Stoic principle becomes especially pertinent, as our emotional attachments can often blind us to the reality of a situation, leading us to persist in connections that are no longer serving us. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, famously said, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." This statement encapsulates the danger of living in illusions, of clinging to preconceived notions, and refusing to acknowledge the reality that unfolds before us. In relationships, this can manifest in various ways, from denying a partner's infidelity to ignoring signs of emotional abuse or incompatibility. We may convince ourselves that a troubled relationship is just going through a rough patch, that our partner will eventually change, or that our love is enough to overcome any obstacle. We may create elaborate narratives in our minds, justifying their behavior, minimizing their flaws, and magnifying their virtues. We may even project our own desires and fantasies onto them, seeing them not as they are, but as we wish them to be. This self-deception, while understandable, is ultimately harmful. It prevents us from confronting the truth about the relationship, from acknowledging its shortcomings and limitations. It keeps us trapped in a cycle of false hope and disappointment, delaying the necessary process of healing and growth. The Stoics would urge us to embrace reality, no matter how uncomfortable or painful it may be. They would remind us that truth is the foundation of wisdom, and that self-deception is an obstacle to our flourishing. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment." Embracing the truth about a relationship, even if it's difficult, is an act of courage and self-love. It allows us to break free from the chains of denial and make informed choices about our future. It opens the door to healing, growth, and the possibility of building healthier and more fulfilling connections. let's explore some common illusions that people often cling to in relationships, and how a Stoic perspective can help us break free from them. The illusion of potential. We may convince ourselves that our partner has the potential to change, to become the person we want them to be. While change is certainly possible, it's important to remember that we cannot force someone to change, nor should we base our happiness on their potential transformation. The Stoics would advise us to focus on what is, not what could be, and to make decisions based on the reality of the present moment. The illusion of control. We may believe that we can control our partner's behavior, that our love and devotion will somehow magically transform them. But the Stoics teach us that the only thing we can truly control is our own thoughts, emotions, and actions. Trying to control another person is a futile endeavor that leads to frustration and resentment. The illusion of sacrifice. We may tell ourselves that sacrificing our own needs and happiness for the sake of the relationship is a noble act. But the Stoics would argue that true love and friendship should never require us to compromise our core values or abandon our own well-being. A healthy relationship is one where both individuals feel supported and empowered to grow. The illusion of fear. We may stay in an unhealthy relationship out of fear of being alone, of facing the unknown, or of hurting the other person. But the Stoics remind us that true courage lies in facing our fears, not succumbing to them. Leaving a toxic relationship may be painful in the short term, but it opens the door to a future filled with greater possibilities for happiness and fulfillment. Breaking free from these illusions requires honesty, courage, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths. It may involve seeking support from trusted friends, family members, or professionals. It may require setting boundaries, communicating your needs assertively, or even making the difficult decision to walk away from the relationship. Remember, the Stoic path is not one of blind optimism or denial. It's about facing reality with clarity and courage, and making choices that align with our values and our pursuit of a fulfilling life. As Seneca wisely said, the greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. By embracing the truth about our relationships, even when it's painful, we empower ourselves to create a life that is grounded in reality, not in illusions. We open ourselves to the possibility of deeper, more authentic connections, and we pave the way for greater happiness and inner peace. 7. Compromising your values. In the intricate dance of human connection, we often encounter situations that challenge our deeply held beliefs and principles. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to virtue and integrity, recognized the importance of safeguarding our values, even when faced with the complexities of relationships. They believed that compromising our core values for the sake of pleasing others, or maintaining a connection, is a betrayal of our true selves, a sacrifice that ultimately leads to inner turmoil and unhappiness. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, famously wrote, "Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present." This profound statement encapsulates the Stoic approach to navigating life's challenges, including those that arise in our relationships. It reminds us to stay grounded in our values, to use reason as our guiding light, and to make choices that align with our deepest convictions, regardless of external pressures or temptations. Our values are the compass that directs our actions, the moral code that shapes our character. They represent the qualities and principles that we hold most dear, such as honesty, integrity, compassion, and justice. When we compromise these values, we betray our own sense of self and undermine the very foundation of our well-being. Imagine a scenario where a close friend asks you to lie for them, to cover up a mistake they've made. You value honesty and believe in taking responsibility for one's actions, but you also cherish your friendship and don't want to disappoint them. In this moment of conflict, the Stoics would urge you to remain true to your values, even if it means facing disapproval or jeopardizing the relationship. Compromising your values, even for seemingly noble reasons, can have a corrosive effect on your inner peace. It creates a dissonance between your actions and your beliefs, leading to feelings of guilt, shame, and self-doubt. It erodes your sense of integrity and undermines your ability to trust your own judgment. Furthermore, compromising your values in one area of your life can create a slippery slope, making it easier to compromise them in other areas as well. It can lead to a gradual erosion of your moral compass, leaving you feeling lost and adrift. The Stoics teach us that true strength lies in staying true to ourselves, even when it's difficult. It's about having the courage to stand up for what we believe in, even if it means facing opposition or making unpopular choices. As Seneca wisely said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." If you find yourself in a relationship where you're constantly being asked to compromise your values, it's a clear sign that something is amiss. It's essential to communicate your boundaries and expectations clearly and to stand firm in your convictions. If the other person truly respects you, they will accept your values and support your choices, even if they don't fully understand them. However, if the pressure to compromise persists, or if you find yourself repeatedly betraying your own values to maintain the relationship, it may be time to reevaluate its place in your life. Remember, true love and friendship should never require you to sacrifice your integrity or abandon your principles. As Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." By staying true to your values, you honor your own worth and create a life that is aligned with your deepest convictions. You build relationships that are based on authenticity, respect, and mutual understanding, and you pave the way for a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. 8. Lack of reciprocity. In the intricate tapestry of human relationships, the thread of reciprocity weaves a crucial pattern of balance and mutual support. It's the unspoken agreement that both parties contribute to the connection, offering their time, energy, and emotional investment in equal measure. When this balance is disrupted, when the scales tip heavily in one direction, the relationship teeters on the brink of collapse. The Stoics, with their profound understanding of human nature and the pursuit of a virtuous life, recognized the importance of reciprocity in fostering healthy connections. They understood that true friendship and love are not built on dependency or exploitation, but on a shared commitment to each other's well-being. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Men exist for the sake of one another. Teach them then, or bear with them." This statement encapsulates the Stoic ideal of reciprocity, emphasizing the importance of both contributing to and receiving support from those around us. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of human existence and striving to create relationships that are mutually beneficial. In the context of modern relationships, the concept of reciprocity takes on even greater significance. In a world where individualism often reigns supreme, it's easy to fall into the trap of prioritizing our own needs and desires at the expense of others. We may become so focused on our own goals and aspirations that we neglect to nurture the connections that sustain us. A one-sided relationship, where one person consistently gives more than they receive, is a recipe for resentment, burnout, and emotional exhaustion. It creates a dynamic where one person feels undervalued, unappreciated, and taken for granted, while the other may become complacent, entitled, or even manipulative. Imagine a friendship where you're always the one initiating contact, offering support, and making plans. Your friend rarely reciprocates, cancels plans at the last minute, or seems indifferent to your needs and feelings. Over time, this imbalance erodes your sense of self-worth and leaves you feeling drained and unfulfilled. The Stoics would urge you to recognize this lack of reciprocity and address it with honesty and courage. They would remind you that you deserve to be in relationships where your efforts are valued and your needs are met. Clinging to a one-sided connection, hoping that things will magically change, is not an act of love, but a form of self-neglect. Addressing the imbalance in a relationship requires open and honest communication. Express your feelings to your friend, explaining how their lack of reciprocity makes you feel. Set clear boundaries and expectations, and be willing to walk away if they are unwilling or unable to meet you halfway. Remember, true friendship and love are built on a foundation of mutual support and respect. If that foundation is absent, the relationship is built on shaky ground, destined to crumble under the weight of its own imbalance. As Seneca wisely said, "If you wish to be loved, love." By demonstrating reciprocity in your own actions, you set the standard for the kind of relationships you want to cultivate. You create an environment where both individuals feel valued, appreciated, and empowered to contribute their unique gifts to the connection. In the end, the most fulfilling relationships are those where both parties feel seen, heard, and supported. They are built on a foundation of mutual respect, trust, and a shared commitment to each other's well-being. By recognizing the importance of reciprocity and having the courage to address imbalances, we create space for connections that truly nourish our souls and contribute to our flourishing. 9. Abuse in any form. Abuse, in any of its insidious forms, be it physical, emotional, or psychological, is an unequivocal and non-negotiable signal that it's time to leave a relationship. Stoicism, a philosophy deeply rooted in principles of dignity, self-respect, and the inherent value of the human spirit, vehemently condemns any form of abuse. It shatters the fundamental tenets of trust and safety that relationships should be built upon, leaving scars that can last a lifetime. The Stoics taught us to recognize our inherent worth and the necessity of maintaining our dignity and self-respect. These are not mere lofty ideals, but practical guidelines meant to guide our actions and choices, especially when faced with adversity. When we find ourselves in situations where these fundamental principles are violated, Stoicism urges us to take action. This action is not driven by vengeance or anger, but by a profound respect for ourselves and the innate value of our well-being. Abuse, in any form, tramples on dignity and self-respect. It seeks to diminish the victim's sense of self, to control, and to instill fear. This is diametrically opposed to everything Stoicism stands for. The Stoic response to such a situation is clear. Seeking help and exiting the relationship is not just important, it's imperative. It's a step that aligns with the Stoic commitment to living a life that is virtuous and dignified, one that respects the inherent worth of every individual, starting with oneself. Leaving an abusive relationship is undoubtedly one of the most challenging decisions one might ever have to make. It requires immense courage, strength, and often the support of others. This is where the Stoic practice of seeking wisdom from those who have faced similar challenges, or from professionals who can offer guidance and support, becomes invaluable. Seeking help, whether from friends, family, or professional services, is not a sign of weakness, but of strength. It's an affirmation of one's worth and a commitment to living a life free from harm. Stoicism goes beyond advocating for leaving abusive situations. It also emphasizes the process of healing and reclaiming one's dignity and self-respect after such experiences. It teaches us that while we may not have control over the actions of others, we have control over how we respond to those actions and how we move forward. The journey of healing from abuse is, in many ways, a Stoic journey. It's about reasserting control over one's inner world, reaffirming one's values, and rebuilding one's life in alignment with those values. If you or someone you know is facing abuse, please reach out for help. Remember, it's not your fault and you're not alone. there are resources available to support you on your journey to healing and freedom. In the spirit of Stoicism, let's remember the importance of valuing ourselves, respecting our inherent worth, and taking decisive action to remove ourselves from harmful situations. Let's stand firm in our commitment to dignity, to self-respect, and to the pursuit of a life that is not just free from abuse, but rich in virtue and meaning. 10. Failed communication. Communication, the bridge that connects hearts and minds, is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. It's the channel through which we express our needs, share our thoughts, and navigate the complexities of human connection. When communication breaks down, when words become weapons or fall on deaf ears, it signals a deep-seated problem that threatens the very foundation of the relationship. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason and understanding, recognized the vital role of communication in fostering healthy connections. They believed in the power of words to bridge divides, resolve conflicts, and cultivate empathy. However, they also understood that communication is not just about speaking, but about truly listening, seeking to understand the other person's perspective, and responding with wisdom and compassion. When communication fails, it creates a chasm between individuals, leaving them feeling isolated, misunderstood, and frustrated. Attempts to express oneself may be met with defensiveness, dismissal, or even contempt. Conversations may devolve into arguments, leaving both parties feeling hurt and resentful. Over time, this breakdown in communication erodes trust, intimacy, and the very fabric of the relationship. The Stoics would urge us to recognize the signs of failed communication and address them with courage and clarity. They would remind us that effective communication requires effort, patience, and a willingness to listen with an open heart and mind. It's not about winning arguments or proving a point, but about fostering understanding and connection. If you find yourself in a relationship where communication consistently fails, it's essential to take a step back and examine the root causes. Is there a lack of trust? Are there unresolved resentments or past hurts that are hindering open dialogue? Are there differences in communication styles that are creating misunderstandings? Once you've identified the underlying issues, the Stoic approach would be to address them with honesty and vulnerability. This may involve seeking professional help, such as couples counseling or therapy, to facilitate productive communication and conflict resolution. It may also require setting boundaries, learning to express your needs more assertively, and practicing active listening. Remember, effective communication is a two-way street. It requires both parties to be willing to engage in open and honest dialogue, to listen without judgment, and to express themselves with clarity and respect. If one person is consistently unwilling or unable to participate in this process, it creates an imbalance that can be detrimental to the relationship. The Stoics teach us that sometimes the most compassionate act is to walk away from a relationship that is causing us harm. If, despite your best efforts, communication remains consistently broken, it may be a sign that the connection is no longer serving you. Holding on to a relationship that lacks open and honest communication is like trying to build a house on a foundation of sand. It's destined to crumble. As Epictetus wisely said, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." By prioritizing listening, seeking to understand, and expressing ourselves with clarity and compassion, we can build relationships that are grounded in mutual respect, trust, and genuine connection. And by recognizing when communication has irrevocably broken down, we can make the difficult but necessary choices that will lead us towards healthier and more fulfilling connections. 11th, disturbing your peace. The Stoics held tranquility and inner peace in the highest regard. They understood that true happiness and fulfillment stem from a calm and composed mind, undisturbed by the chaos and turbulence of the external world. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, wrote in his meditations, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This emphasis on inner peace extends to the realm of relationships. Healthy connections should contribute to our sense of tranquility, providing us with a haven of support, understanding, and mutual respect. They should nurture our emotional well-being, not disrupt it with constant drama, conflict, or negativity. When a relationship consistently disturbs your peace, leaving you feeling anxious, stressed, or emotionally drained, it's a sign that something is fundamentally amiss. It's like trying to meditate in a room filled with blaring sirens. The external noise drowns out your inner calm and prevents you from finding serenity. The Stoics would urge you to recognize this disturbance and address it with wisdom and courage. They would remind you that your peace of mind is a precious commodity, not to be sacrificed for the sake of a troubled connection. As Seneca wisely said, "The greatest blessing is not to have been disturbed by passion." If you find yourself in a relationship that consistently disrupts your peace, it's crucial to examine the root causes. Is it the other person's behavior, their negativity, their constant demands, or their lack of respect for your boundaries? Or is it your own reactions, your expectations, or your attachment to the relationship that is causing the disturbance? Once you've identified the source of the problem, the Stoic approach would be to address it with honesty and clarity. This may involve setting boundaries, communicating your needs more assertively, or seeking professional help to navigate the complexities of the relationship. However, if the disturbance persists despite your best efforts, it may be time to reconsider the relationship's place in your life. Clinging to a connection that consistently robs you of your peace is not an act of loyalty or love, but rather a form of self-sabotage. Remember, Stoicism teaches us to prioritize our inner well-being and to make choices that align with our pursuit of tranquility. As Epictetus said, "Freedom is secured not by the fulfilling of men's desires, but by the removal of desire." By detaching ourselves from relationships that disturb our peace, we free ourselves to cultivate connections that nurture our souls and contribute to our flourishing. In the end, the most fulfilling relationships are those that bring us peace, joy, and a sense of deep connection. They are built on a foundation of mutual respect, trust, and a shared commitment to each other's well-being. By recognizing the signs of a relationship that disturbs our peace and having the courage to address them, we create space for connections that truly nourish us and contribute to our overall happiness and fulfillment. As we conclude our exploration of the 11 signs that it may be time to let go of a relationship, even with family or close friends, let us carry the wisdom of Stoicism in our hearts. Let us remember that our well-being and personal growth are paramount, and that sometimes the most courageous act is to walk away from connections that no longer serve us. Let us strive to cultivate relationships that are built on mutual respect, support, and a shared commitment to living a virtuous life. Let us choose our companions wisely, surrounding ourselves with those who uplift us, inspire us, and contribute to our tranquility. And most importantly, let us never forget the power we have within ourselves to create a life filled with meaning, purpose, and inner peace. As Marcus Aurelius so eloquently put it, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the Stoic perspective on relationships. May these insights guide you towards connections that truly nourish your soul and contribute to your flourishing. If you found this exploration valuable, please consider subscribing to our channel and sharing this video with others who may benefit from this wisdom. Remember, the pursuit of a good life is a journey we're all on together. Let's continue to learn, grow, and support each other along the way. Until next time, keep seeking wisdom, keep cultivating virtue, and keep choosing relationships that bring you peace and joy.